The Jennifer Morgue, Disc 6.
Ramona forces herself to follow him. She feels as if she's walking through molasses, her chest tight with an almost palpable sense of dread. It's not as if anything here is aimed at me, she tries to tell herself. It's all dead already. But that's not strictly true. Most advanced military organizations maintain libraries of weapons, depositories like armories that store one of everything. Every handgun, artillery round, mine, grenade, knife, used by any other army that they might face in battle. The exhibits are stored in full working order, with specialist armorers trained in caring for them. Associated with their staff colleges, these depots are a vital resource when training special forces, briefing officers tasked with facing a given enemy, or merely researching future requirements. The Black Chamber is no different. Like the Army repository at the Aberdeen Proving Ground, they maintain their own collection. There is a subtle difference, however. The Black Chamber's archive of reality-warping occult countermeasures is partially alive. Here lie unquiet roadside graves dug by ghoulish reanimators. Over there is a cupboard full of mandrakes, next door to a summoning grid that's been live for 30 years, the unquiet corpse of its victim dancing an eternal jig within the green glowing circle, on legs long since worn down to blood-encrusted ivory stumps. You can die if you get too close to some of the exhibits in the ranch, and then they'll add you to the collection. McMurray knows his way through the corridors and passages of the repository. He threads his way rapidly past doorways opening onto vistas that make Ramona's hair stand on end, then through a gallery lined with glass exhibit cases, some of them covered by protective velvet cloths. Finally, he comes to a small side room and stops, beckoning Ramona towards a glass-topped cabinet. "You asked about Billington," he says, his tone thoughtful.
"Yes, sir."
"You can cut the sir bit. Call me Pat." He half smiles. "As I was saying, Billington's current actions worry the Dark Commissioners. In fact, they're extremely concerned that his motive for purchasing the Explorer and moving it to the Bahamas is to make a retrieval attempt on the Eastern Jennifer Morgue site that was in your briefing pack, yes? Good. If it turns out that Jennifer Morgue is a Thonian artifact, then an attempted retrieval operation could place us, that is, the United States government, not to mention the human species, in breach of the Third Benthic Treaty. That would be a bad place to go. On the other hand, the rewards to be reaped from such an artifact are huge, and your cousins have very limited presence in the Caribbean. They prefer the deep ocean. It's possible that they're not even aware of the location of the artifact."
McMurray turns to stare at the glass-topped cabinet.
"Billington's not doing this for the good of the nation, needless to say. We're not sure just what he plans to do with Jennifer Morgue if he gets his hands on it, but frankly, CENTCOM isn't keen to find out. He needs to be stopped, which is where we run into an embarrassing problem. He already figured we'd take steps to interdict him, so he's preempted us."
He glances at Ramona, and her blood freezes at his expression.
"Sir?"
McMurray gestures at the cabinet.
"Look at this.